Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today. My next guest is Julie Ryan from Isetern Inc. in Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to talk about data privacy and security simplified. So we're going to learn how easy and inexpensively you can protect yourself, your companies, your employees and clients from and in the event of a data breach. Julie, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Delighted to be here.
My pleasure to have you on, Julie. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Isetern and your background and how you all got started in this particular sector of the workforce.
Okay. It's spelled like I Saturn, but it's pronounced Isetern. And what I did in that name was I combined the goddess of simplicity, Isis, and the god of simplicity, Saturn, and came up with Isetern. And then Googled the name, and it wasn't anywhere, so I trademarked it.
Good for you. That's great. That's interesting.
In this day and age, you've got to look online and see if anybody's taken it before you come up with a company name. I am an inventor and an author and a serial entrepreneur. I have invented surgical devices that are sold throughout the world, and some are licensed through global medical companies. Some were manufactured by companies that I owned. Actually, just sold a medical manufacturing company a couple of months ago. So I am a serial entrepreneur in that I've started 9 companies from scratch, and they're not in related fields necessarily. I am always looking for trends as they're emerging. And about 10 years ago, this data breach situation was just really kind of coming into the forefront, and we've really watched it explode over the past several years. And so I always am looking for ways to simplify compliance and protection for business owners, especially small and medium-sized business owners. And I lecture about this around the country. I heard Bolio earlier, and I too am a Vistage speaker and also speak to other large conferences around the country and also in Canada.
Okay, and that's great to know. So if you're a Vistage chairperson or if you're a leader of another type of a business group, listen in and think about bringing Julie into your group. So Julie, Isetern is mainly in the area of helping people learn how to protect themselves. What are some of the big issues these days? What are some of I guess the question is, do data breaches really happen to small and mid-sized companies?
They do, and I believe that they're the most vulnerable. The small and medium-sized companies are the most vulnerable because they don't have the financial wherewithal or the in-house departments of people to really oversee data security. And really, even the big guys, if you think about it, they're spending millions, the industry is worth billions, in firewall protection, and they're still getting breached, like the Sonys and the Targets and the Home Depots and on and on. And the reason is, no matter how much money you spend in protections as far as firewalls, you can't keep an employee from clicking on a malicious link without training them. And millions of dollars worth of firewalls are not going to protect you if you've got somebody in-house making a human error. And people don't know what they don't know. The other two things that I see often, Bill, around the country is that, number one, companies aren't in compliance with the federal and the 47 states' laws that deal with data breach. And therefore, when they experience a breach, you know, the head of the FBI, you may have heard him say that there are two kinds of companies in America, ones who know they've been breached and ones who've been breached and don't know it yet. Every company has been breached. It's just inevitable. And so when they're not in compliance with these laws, the lawyers are at bay, the plaintiff's attorneys, there's all kinds of lawsuits, class actions usually that are filed, and the regulators come in, both on the state and the federal level, and fines are imposed. If a company is doing business in multiple states, each one of those state law comes into play. And it gets really complex, and what I find is that C-suite executives, especially in the small and medium-sized companies, it just makes their heads spin. So what we find is that if we can get companies into compliance with these laws, part of that requirement is that all employees be trained on identity theft awareness. And that means that your lowest paid employee to your highest paid employee. And so that's what I've come up with, is a program to make it easy and online and fast and, you know, affordable.
So there are laws that require companies to have certain protocols and procedures in place to prevent hacking or breaching. And again, one of them is that all employees must be trained. And so that's where you come in and say, well, here's the training program for that. Do employees access this type of information? Is it online training?
It's online training, and it involves all the other documents and forms and policies and procedures that a company needs in order to get into compliance, not only with all of the federal laws, but with all of the state laws as well. And it's interesting in certain niches, Bill, because, for instance, if the company is a medical provider, they'll be focused on HIPAA, but there are several other federal laws that pertain to them as well. They're just not aware of it. So we find that there are gaps in those coverages from a compliance standpoint, and we help fill those gaps. The other big part of the equation that we see, and we hear of this a lot, and the Target breach is a great example, is that the laws mandate that all vendors are supposed to be in compliance with the data privacy and security laws as well. So anyone with either direct, electronic or inadvertent access to any kind of confidential information on the company, on the employees, on the clients, they all have to be in compliance as well. And we as owners of companies have to be sure that anyone with whom we're sharing any of that type of information in any one of those methods, they're all in compliance too. So my program has the ability to get those vendors into compliance and get validation that they're in compliance back to the customer who needs to know that they are in order to share data with them.
What percentage of companies would you guess or project are in compliance with these laws?
Oh, probably maybe 1 to 2%.
Wow. Okay.
And it's a huge vulnerability. Huge, because as I mentioned, the regulators are all over them. The plaintiff's attorneys have a field day with them in court, because what they will say is, hey, look, you were supposed to be in compliance with some of these laws 10 years ago, and you haven't even begun the compliance process. Therefore, we're entitled to double or triple damages. And the problem with data breaches in small to medium-sized companies, Bill, is that most of the time they can't withstand all of the financial implications with a breach, because they have to notify the victims, they're dealing with lawsuits, they're dealing with fines and penalties, they're hiring lawyers, they're hiring forensic companies to come in and figure out how the data was breached, what happened, putting programs in place. So it's really important for companies to do this. I think it's just the basic thing that every company needs to have in place in order to protect themselves, because like I mentioned, the firewalls aren't protecting them. Another really important point that most small and medium-sized companies don't understand until usually it's too late is that their general liability insurance isn't going to cover them in the event of a data breach. It only covers tangible assets. And data, normally, if it's breached by either somebody hacking into their system or more likely somebody internally either losing or stealing data, and or one of their vendors losing or stealing data. So they've got to get cyber coverage in addition to their general liability coverage and their D&O and whatever else they have in place.
One more expense, one more thing, and I think a lot of people probably don't realize how critically important this is. And so, it's like the government doesn't say you have to lock the front door of your business, but it's a good idea at night,
right?
When you go home.
Right.
But in this case, they are saying because there are so many potential downstream problems at risk here with people's confidential data, they've actually made these laws. Do most business owners even know the extent of some of these things, or did it just kind of gloss over the information?
They don't, actually, and it's fascinating. I spoke to a conference. There were probably 700 or 800 defense attorneys, state defense attorneys in the room, and several of them came up to me and emailed me afterwards, and they said, we weren't even aware of these laws. This is amazing. I was at a conference where they had some Federal Trade Commission lawyers there who were speaking, and somebody in the audience asked one of the FTC lawyers, hey, you know, why don't we know about this stuff? And this lawyer shot back and said, look, we're an enforcement agency. We're not a PR firm. It's up to your associations and your legal counsel and your CPAs and those kinds of folks to let you know. The documentation's out there. They've got booklets. They've got, if you go to FTC.gov, there's all kinds of information there about what is required for the compliance parameters to be in place. Another important note on the compliance point is that in order to get the cyber coverage, in order to get through underwriting, you got to have a compliance program in place. Because all of those applications for cyber coverage, Bill, say, do you have a security compliance officer in place? Do you have a written policy? Do you have mandatory training? Are all of your vendors verified that they're in compliance before you share information with them? All of those are check marks that have to be addressed before cyber coverage can even be purchased. And if it's purchased without that in place, you know, every insurance policy says as long as you're in compliance with all of the laws, this insurance policy is valid. Well, that just negates it if you're not.
But they're not actually enforcing that you have that. They're just saying, do you have it? And basically protecting themselves on the back end and saying, if you don't, then you basically lied on your application and we're not going to cover
you. That's right, and
wow.
You're not in compliance with the laws.
You know, and I think part of it is, you know, everybody, some things are tangible and some things are under the must-have list and some things are under the nice-to-have list. And I think this is the type of thing that's been under the nice-to-have list for so long. But, you know, people have HR consultants because they realize the severity of not having good employment policies in place, how it can come back and hit you. But this has not, there's not that many companies, I guess, the smaller companies that would have an IT consultant or that gateway they have to go through that say, no, this is a must-have. You must have this information. And it sounds like even if they go and get protection and cyber protection, they're still not saying, well, show us. They're just saying, do you have it?
Mm-hmm. It's basically you're agreeing that you have it. You're exactly right on that. And the interesting thing about this is companies are way more likely to have an issue with data breach than they are with sexual harassment or some other HR issue. But they have that in place. So to your point, it just hasn't been discussed as much, but it's becoming much more relevant in this day and age where we hear of small and medium-sized companies that are shutting down when they have a data breach because they can't withstand all the fines and penalties and legal fees.
That's awesome.
What we're seeing, too, is that cyber criminals, in some instances, are targeting small to medium-sized companies because they're easy to get into. And then the plaintiff's attorneys are targeting small to medium-sized companies as well because they see them as low-hanging fruit. They don't have the resources to defend themselves. They don't have in-house counsel normally. So that's an issue, too. I think small to medium-sized companies are the most vulnerable of all. You know, a Target can withstand a $1 billion loss.
Right.
Most companies can't withstand a several million-dollar loss, most small and medium-sized companies.
No, most can't afford $100,000 loss, so much
right.
less than. So what
right.
can executives and companies do? What are some of the things they can do to protect themselves?
There are three really easy, quick, affordable, or free things they can do. The first one is to get into compliance with all of the federal and state laws. And there are lots of companies out there that do that. You want to have a company that's going to address all of the laws. There are companies that address, as I mentioned, just HIPAA for medical providers or just Graham Leach Bliley if they're financial services companies. But you want to have all of them covered because the feds are going to come after you if you have a breach on all of those laws. Also, you want to have the state's laws covered, especially if you're doing business in multiple states or throughout the country, because, again, those state's laws will come into play if you have a breach with information on either companies or individuals that live in whatever state. The other thing that they can do is they can offer, in most instances, companies will offer a voluntary identity theft protection benefit to their employees, and that's important because not only in the event if the company loses their own employees' information in a data breach, Bill, but also if one of their employees has their identity stolen, which they all every company has employees who have been victims of identity theft. When they're trying to fix their lives, they're doing it during business hours because that's when the banks and the creditors are open. So you've got a lost productivity situation in that event. So by offering voluntary employee benefits, that's identity theft protection, the employee pays for it, so it doesn't cost the employer anything, but it protects the employer in the event they lose their employees' information, also in the event that their employees are breached by some other entity. And then the third area is to get cyber coverage. Talk to your insurance professionals and get cyber coverage in place. Because, again, the general liability does not cover any kind of a data breach, whether it's through somebody hacking into your system or somebody internally they're losing or stealing data.
Julie, great tips, great information. How do our listeners find out more about Isaturn and you?
Isaturn Inc., Isaturn Inc.com. So think of iSaturn like iPhone, iSaturn, but it's pronounced Isaturn, Isaturninc.com.
What's some of the key information that they might find if they go to that site?
They're going to find information about what they need to do to get into compliance. They're going to find the opportunity to sign up online for a solution. It's an immediate solution to their compliance requirements, both federal and state. And depending on their size, they're going to find out about another program that I'm involved with that does predictive intelligence. And what we do is, I like to tell people, it's like digital 007 predictive intelligence. We're scanning the internet both in the accessible, generally accessible areas and also the dark web where all the criminals hang out. And we're looking for information on our clients before it ever hits their firewall. So we're able to notify them at the first mention of problems. In the dark web, Bill, that's where the malware is developed. I call it the R&D of the criminal world in cyberspace. And so that's been very interesting. That's primarily for large companies that have a big digital footprint.
That's fascinating.
That's kind of a fun thing, too, yeah.
It's fascinating information.
I'm looking for solutions that are easy and affordable to help protect companies from this. Our military says that this is the fifth area of risk. We've got land, sea, air, space, and now cyber. And those are the five areas that our government is concerned about defending us because cyber is just, I think cyber is going to be the next area where we're going to have, instead of a 9/11, we're going to have a cyber 9/11 type of a situation. But in the short run, every company is vulnerable and every company's got to be in compliance.
Well, I'm glad you're out there for us, Julie. Julie Ryan of Isaturn, thanks for joining us today. And again, I hope our listeners will go visit your website, learn more about this. It's a very important, critical area. And perhaps you can come back and join us again at some time in the future and we can get deeper into some of these topics and give our listeners some more tips. What do you think?
I'd be delighted to. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks again for joining us. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.